Hey, just coming back from the break. Now we have Jimmy Needham, Kelly Needham, Chasen, and Blake.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was
good.
Right,
that's
cool.
Good.
So happy now. We're done. That's good.
Okay.
No. So anyways, guys, now we got a part of your band here. How many people were we missing actually from the band?
Actually, just one guy.
One guy?
Our guitarist, Tim.
And he's snoozing.
I guarantee it.
Yeah.
It's kind of his thing.
That's cool, man. Sleeping is okay when you're a musician on the road.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
We'll go by the room later on and pound on the door.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I will.
So, okay, so we talked to Jimmy, we talked to Kelly, so let's get over here with you, Chasen, real quick.
Okay.
Tell me, you're playing drums, and it's your birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday to you, Chasen.
I was singing to you. But it's not. So
wonderful.
We can pass by that. Anyways, it feels good to just not have to do that.
To not have to sing?
Yeah, I'm just doing this for a second. Okay, cool.
Okay.
So, you know, anyways, it's your birthday, man. You're turning how old?
26.
26 years old. Are you you're like the old guy in the group.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah? How does it feel, man?
It feels good.
Yeah?
I love Colorado. Never been here, but...
It feels good.
Where are you from originally?
Kentucky.
Kentucky, what part?
Western.
I know where that is. Yeah. Tell
Western
me.
Kentucky.
Where in Western
Kentucky? You know where Owensboro is?
Yes,
Owensboro?
I do.
Kentucky? That's where I grew up. Is?
Elizabethtown, you know where
yes.
that is?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I live there.
Really?
I was there, man. E-Town, baby.
E-Town.
So, anyways, going into how you get hooked up with the band. I want to hear about that.
Well, it was through a mutual friend and a phone call. The drummer for Toby Mac called up Jimmy Needham, and Jimmy Needham called me.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
That's simple.
Recommendation.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool, man. And from Toby Mac's band, that's a good recommendation.
I think so.
That's cool, man. Yeah, have you guys ever played with them?
Haven't we played with Toby? No, not yet. But that would be a privilege because I heard his concerts are just killer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. You're playing with some big names. Chasen, do you ever think you'd be doing this kind of thing?
Never thought it in a million years.
I thought you were 26.
Yeah, I thought you were 26. That's weird.
Maybe in another lifetime when we were cats.
Yeah, that's too Shirley MacLaine for me. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. So. Let me ask you this, man. You've been with the band for how long now?
About 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
Yeah, he's. Yeah. I mean,
oh,
he's.
Man,
he's.
You guys are throwing him in the fire.
I'm telling you, dude.
Wow.
This is his fourth gig with us.
Okay, but you're satisfied and pleased, or he wouldn't be here.
Oh yeah, dude. He's been killing it, man. You'll see it tonight.
Oh,
your face will melt off.
Yeah.
He's good.
That's cool. Well, happy birthday to you, man. Thanks for joining us on the set here for a second.
Yes, sir.
Blake, bass player.
Yep.
Blake, what do you guys got a nickname for him? Bass Blake?
B-Money.
B-Money. B-Money in the house!
Let me tell you.
So, how about you, man? How did you get hooked? I can see the shirt, and you got that same kind of weird Giga Aggie thing going
yep.
on.
Yep, Giga Aggie.
Giga Aggie. I know it's Giga Aggie.
Yep.
I didn't know about the horns thing, but
right.
Aggies don't have horns, right?
No.
What is an Aggie?
Right. Can't tell you.
Have to one who ags.
Mm-hmm. 4-H club all the way.
Sure.
Okay. Blake started the track.
No,
so fine. Tell me, how'd you get hooked up?
I knew Jimmy in high school from church. He discipled me during high school, and we were in the band at church. And then he asked me about praying to move in with him in college and be his roommate. And I was stoked about that. And so it actually ended up happening. I actually got into A&M, which was great. And so, and during that time, he also asked if I wanted to play bass. And so we just kind of started.
So you've been together since this whole thing started?
Yeah, it's probably been about 2 or 3 years that we played together.
Yeah, sorry.
We go way back.
Yeah.
Don't touch me.
Sorry.
So what, I mean, I got to guess the same thing for you. You probably never thought in a million years you guys would be here. I know Jimmy feels that way. Chasen, obviously, I know you just said that too. But, I mean, look where you're at, man.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty bizarre. Just kind of growing up in, you know, in high school and middle school and for my whole life just wanting to do music a lot. I would never imagine that we'd be doing shows, little interviews, whatnot, and especially playing bass.
Yeah.
And so it's been great.
Very cool, man. God has blessed you guys in a great way.
Oh, yeah. Tremendously.
You know, it's every day is like a beginning of the voyage with him, right? Because
yep.
we got to start over every day with the Lord and make sure that we're on board with him and following his lead. That's a hard thing to do. I've got to imagine for you guys, and I've kind of talked to Jimmy about this, but I've got to imagine for you guys that it can get tough sometimes to make sure that you're looking to the Lord first.
Yeah, sure.
Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I can. You know, before you really enter into to playing music very often and even consider somewhat of a full-time job, you, you're not as much into your instrument maybe, and you can, you know, I was more into the Bible studies and really seeking God in a lot of different ways, and then bringing on this this music has, you know, I want to step up and be a great musician, and so I want to practice a lot more. But you can also get sidetracked of just making that almost your idol of just being this great musician, because you want to be, because you're in the spotlight and you want to be good. Excellent. And not that that's wrong to do, but making sure your priorities are set. And so that's definitely been something that has been a challenge, but very good traveling with this with Jimmy and Kelly, because they very much spur us on to good deeds and getting in the Word and making sure that before being musicians, we're Christians and we follow Christ. And mm-hmm. and then we can say, you know, we play music, but our first goal is to follow the Lord. And we believe He provides, you know, musically and talently. And so, it's been tough, but good.
Tough, but good. That's good. Yeah. Let me ask you this, guys. You've got to, and I'd say this, but it might sound like it's in jest, but in all seriousness, two guys, neither one of you married?
No. That's right.
Not yet.
Anyone on the
way?
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
What's up? Oh,
wait, that shouldn't be on.
So, what's up, girl?
Hey, girl. You see me on TV. So, hey, listen, seriously, though, you guys got a great role model as a couple to look up to. And I don't mean to put you guys on the spot with that, Kelly and Jimmy, but seriously, what do you see as a guy who maybe has somebody, you know, waiting in the wings, right? Chasing, I don't know, you got a girlfriend you might be, you know, thinking about. No, not yet. Someday, though, right?
Someday.
When God says it's time. So let me ask you, I mean, what do you see in that as a couple? And it's okay to talk about them in front of them. You know, what do you see from that?
Just from their example?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Very, very encouraging just how they've started out and how you heard earlier of how Jimmy asked Kelly to jump on board with him following God. And I think one thing that I've gotten tremendously out of this is just their priority again of God first and the Lord first, and how that love for Him is supposed to pale, you know, everything else. It's supposed to dim that down in comparison. And that's been really good, because when you set your eyes on the right thing, it's almost like everything else kind of falls into place. And so if your eyes are set on the Lord, it's really been a blessing, and He's been so faithful to just bring everything else into play. So as far as the relationship aspect of just keeping the Lord first in conversation and thought, and putting that first in, it really does fall in.
Chase?
Sure.
You know, they really go by what the Bible says of seeking the kingdom, and then everything will be added. I definitely think they wouldn't have each other if they didn't seek the kingdom first. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. I mean, it definitely shows when we're out on the road, you know, if Kelly says, well, we need to do this and that and this and this, and Jimmy's like, you know what, let's do this, all right? And so, you know, he's kind of our leader. He's kind of our troop leader, so to say, for, you know,
keeping each other.
For,
that's right.
He's definitely the leader for us, you know, just keeping us accountable and what our conversations are with each other and with other people.
Mm. Excellent. What do you guys do as a band to really make sure that that's the direction that you follow? Jimmy, you can speak to this or Taylor. You know, what do you do as a band to make sure that you're on track and glued together with the love of the Holy Spirit?
Well, I think, we do a couple different things. I mean, you know, whenever we get together for practice or shows or something, you know, we make it a priority, like, or if we're doing a camp or whatever it is, you know, we say, okay, we're gonna take this time where we could just be goofing around, and we're gonna get in the Word, and then we're gonna come together and we're gonna talk about it, you know, just to keep our minds sharp and on the things of God. Outwardly, we really try to think of our ministry, what we do, is kind of twofold. You know, we have our stage show, which is an aspect of what we do, but the other aspect, which is almost more important, is what happens off stage with the promoters and with the people that we're dealing with off stage, and the crew and the fans and all that. Because you can be, I mean, we've heard story after story. I mean, I'm sure you have too, of artists that have put on great shows, but they're just punks off the stage. And you're like, man, that's turned me off of Jesus, you know, because of what you've done. And so our priority is to be a blessing to to people like you guys and to people like the churches that bring us out and all that. And so we really try to focus in on those two aspects. Well, how we're walking privately, you know, I'm really concerned with my guys and where they are in the Word and with the Lord, and then outwardly making sure that we are a witness, not just on stage, but off.
Awesome. Well, you definitely have been a blessing to us. We really appreciate you taking time with us, all you guys. Yeah. I know you got to go get, you know, rested up a little bit before you go sound check.
That's right.
And then we'll catch up with you on stage in a little while.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely, guys. Man.
Thank you.